Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second, the second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting third, the left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth, the center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to first and picks off Stone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Muddy Ruel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Koenig reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Ruel and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires to first, and they've got Rogel trapped. There's the throw to Levy who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Browns won, and the Tigers won. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richardson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns won, and the Tigers won. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Betancourt reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Grimes pinch hits for Jim Levy. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Betancourt moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Grimes now playing third base. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander catches it and steps on first to double up Betancourt. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richardson takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-3 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.